Hi there, good morning. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Nikhil Agarwal. Let's start with the headlines first. Charanjit Singh Channi to become first Dalit Chief Minister of Punjab. Advent to buy Eureka Forbes for ₹4,400 crore. Government may sweeten PLI for AC LED makers. Fresh loans by NBFCs reach pre-COVID levels. Now let me give you a quick glance on the state of the markets. The last trade is likely to have a negative start this morning. Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange traded 147 points lower at 8:10 hours. Majority of Asian stock markets, including Japan, China and Korea, remained closed on Monday due to public holiday. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan was down 1.19%. Elsewhere, the yield on 10-year treasuries held at 1.36%. The dollar began firmly on Monday with investors in a cautious mood ahead of several central bank meetings, headlined by the Federal Reserve, while looming catastrophe at indebted developer China Evergrande added to markets fragility. Oil prices fell on Monday, extending losses from Friday after the US dollar jumped to a three-week high and the US rig count rose. That said, here's what is making news. As EVs rise on global sales charts, so should Sona BLW Precision. The maker of gears and motors could double its EV revenue perhaps in a couple of years as this vertical corners a disproportionate share of incremental sales. The share of revenue from the EV segment at the Gurgaon-based company has reached a fifth of the total by June compared with just 1.3% in FY19. The share of EV revenues to the total is likely to improve to 40% in the next 2 years. The highest contribution is expected to come from gear sales to EV makers, where the company has a global market share of 6%. The company sees the market share doubling in the next 4 to 5 years. The stock is trading at 63 times its projected FY23 earnings, a premium of 40% to global EV suppliers. Options data pointing to further upside in banking stocks after last week's outperformance. The Bank Nifty could outperform benchmark Nifty in the near term following last week's technical breakout that had forced traders betting against further advances in the index to square off their positions. Sentiment in the sector was boosted by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's announcement last week to launch a formal government guarantee on the securities receipts that the planned bad bank will issue to lenders as it takes on NPAs from their books. The government's relief measures for the telecom sector also aided sentiment. The Tatas have pumped capital of over ₹5,100 crore in two e-commerce group entities this fiscal so far, the highest fund infusion done in a year by the salt to software conglomerate in the digital commerce business. Tata Digital has received ₹5,025 crore till now this fiscal. This company has now become the flagship e-commerce entity of the group with plans to roll out the super app and has been taking controlling stakes such as in e-grocer, Big Basket and digital health company E1NG. It has also invested $75 million in fitness company CureFit. Lastly, in yet another twist to the tortures, debt resolution at Videocon Group lead consortium lender State Bank of India has approached an appeals court to direct the Committee of Creditors to reconsider its decision to accept a 95% collective haircut on the exposure. SBI is now seeking directions from the NCLT to allow the resolution professional to invite a fresh expression of interest and a revised resolution plan. Now before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Wellspun India has said it is looking to invest around ₹800 crore on capacity expansion of its home textiles and flooring businesses over the next 2 years. Jindal Steel & Power has won the Kasia mine in Keunjhar district of Odisha at 118% premium to the sale value of the ore, boosting its access to quality iron ore and de-risk raw material supplies. The recent exit of Zomato co-founder Gaurav Gupta does not warrant any disclosure to stock exchanges, since he was neither a promoter nor a holder of equity shares at the time of his resignation, the food delivery platform said in a regulatory filing. SpiceJet has received a waiver of lease rentals of about ₹300 crore for 4 Boeing MAX aircraft for the period beginning March 2019, as it prepares to bring them back into service by the end of this month, ET reported. Do also check out over 2 dozen stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing.